are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Spurs will be selecting at number 9 in the 2022 NBA draft, but who should be on their big board? Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio, and we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. Yeah, it's every day is getting closer and closer to that big day in Brooklyn where the Spurs will be, as of this moment, selecting at number 9. The NBA Combine is going on right now. There's already been reports that certain players have spoken with the Spurs, worked out with the Spurs. Who should be on the Spurs big board? Should the Spurs trade up, as the reports that some teams are looking to trade their picks that are above San Antonio, and much, much more. To do that, I'm joined by San Antonio sports star's very own Jack Thompson, co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. Jack, you must be in heaven right now, because this is like your time, man. You love NBA draft, combine, college kids making their way to the pros.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely heaven for me. I've been watching the combine every day. I watch the G League combine. I love watching the scrimmages to see how guys perform. So, yeah, this is basketball heaven for me right now, for sure.
Follow Jack on Twitter at Jack_Thompson33. Do it right now, especially, now, because he is a go-to guy for me whenever I need help when it comes to college prospects, some names you'll be looking out for, and much, much more. You know, Jack, ahead of the show, I've already given you, some reports out there that certain players have worked out with San Antonio. We'll get to all that in a while. But, a lot of Spurs fans are just trying to, crash course prospects right now for San Antonio. They are sitting at number 9. Jack, let's just put it this way. Who is on Jack's big board heading into the draft?
Man, on my big board at number 9, I think leading the way for me is Jeremy Sochan out of Baylor. 6'9", 6'10", kind of combo guard forward. Can do a lot of things with the basketball really well. After that, it's kind of – there's not really like a set in stone number. I mean, really at number 1, it's not really set in stone either, because there's so many guys you can get at 9. Mm-hmm. But I really like Mark Williams, the big from Duke. His measurables at the combine were insane. I mean, the dude's 7'2 with a 9'9 standing reach and like 5% body fat. So he's an incredible prospect, super athletic, rim running, rim protecting big, dunks everything. I like Jalen Duren, another big out of Memphis. Mm-hmm. Dude carved out of granite, like a young Dwight Howard, 6'11", super bouncy. I really like, and probably to finish off the list would be two more guys in Johnny Davis, the guard from Wisconsin, and then Benedict Mathurin, a guard forward from Arizona.
If we look at your big board right now, it's very big heavy. You started off with a lot of bigs, a lot of forwards, big guys. At number 9, if the Spurs do go that direction, there should be a legit big on that board for the Spurs. But should the Spurs approach be best available? And yeah, even if that's a guard, just to get them.
I think at number 9, there's not necessarily going to be an outright best available. I think that there's going to be a lot of guys that do a lot of good things, and some guys will do certain things better than others. So it kind of just depends on what your best available looks like. But I don't really think at number 9 there's going to be someone who just jumps off the board, unless someone falls as someone who's like, oh yeah, he's absolutely the best available. I think it's just going to be kind of a pick your poison type thing and what you think is the best available for your squad.
Yeah, look, in every draft, it never fails. Certain players drop. you know, they're projected to be a top 10 and they get drafted late in the first round, projected to be top five and they fall out of the top five. Are there any players that you think could be in that situation that which could benefit San Antonio? Do you think any, have you heard of anything like players stock dropping ahead of the draft?
No, I haven't really heard anything of like the top 10 guys stock really dropping. It's kind of been set in like stone for a while, and all the mock drafts and stuff I've been seeing, it's usually the same 10 guys just in rearranged order. I think one person who stock who might drop that I could see maybe would be Shaedon Sharpe, just because nobody's seen him play. And, you know, that could be a big risk, gambling all this money on a kid that you haven't seen play in 2 years. So, but besides that, I think the top 10 is pretty much locked in. There might be a couple of people towards the back that might fall out of the top 10, and some people around the teens that maybe jump into it, just depending on, like what I said, what you like, because there's no real best available at that point. But nah, I haven't seen any of the top guys falling very far.
You know, I'm going to go back to your big board. And again, I highlighted how you had a lot of bigs to start off your list. And I want to couple that with what's going on with San Antonio right now. You have, you know, a situation where their bigs, you know, centers, power forwards, it needs beefing up. And sure, the San Antonio Spurs have Jakob Poeltl, and he's one of the better centers in the league. But it feels like the Spurs still need an upgrade at that position. Now, I bring this up because Jakob Poeltl recently spoke with Austrian media, saying that he would like to stay in San Antonio, that he likes the chemistry there, he likes his teammates, he's comfortable there. He shouted out the fans, you know, for you know, just being fans of him. But he also said that he's aware that the Spurs tried to trade him, or at least let me refer to it this way. Teams were interested in him, I should put it that way, ahead of during last season's free agency period. And then I also bring up this too, Jock Landale, he has a non-guaranteed contract heading into next season. And then, of course, you get Zach Collins, who, you know, the jury's still out, you know, can he sustain that decent play next season? You couple all that together, do you think that should elevate the Spurs target for a big guy?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't really see Jock Landale returning to the Spurs. Maybe he does, but if he does, he's not going to be playing a whole lot. Zach Collins, I mean, like you said, we don't really know how he's going to perform over the extent of a full season with us. Hopefully it's good. I mean, I like the prospect of having him a lot. I think he can do a lot of good things for us, including space the floor some. But with just Collins and Poeltl, if we even retain Poeltl, that's definitely not enough for a winning team in terms of their front court. So
right,
we definitely need to look in that position range in free agency and in the draft.
You know, we're looking at, you know, obviously this team's need right now, and it's blaring. It's obvious. They need a stretch five, stretch big in general, or a legit power forward. Cause I think you say that Keldon plays out of position, right? Like he should be at least at the four spot.
Yeah.
I mean, at the three spot. At three. So, you know, it feels like that's all the team needs, but do you think maybe the Spurs should address that position in free agency, whether it be a restricted or an outright free agent or a trade? You know, you hear names like Miles Turner, DeAndre Ayton. Do you think the Spurs should go that route because they need that help, like immediate help desperately, or bring in a big out of the draft, which may need some time to season and prolong this rebuild?
I mean, for me, I'm doing both. I don't let who I draft really stop who I try to go for in free agency. Say we go draft a big, I'm still trying to go get DeAndre Ayton because it's probably going to take, a whole lot of money, and eventually you're going to have to lose guys to pay guys. So if we went and got a big, and we still got DeAndre Ayton, I think that would be a great thing, just to add more size, more switchability, just more depth to our front court. But I would definitely want to go try and get DeAndre Ayton for sure. I don't know how available Miles Turner is because they got rid of Sabonis. They don't really have another big behind Miles Turner. Mm-hmm. But DeAndre Ayton playing 17 minutes in game 7 and 0 in the fourth seems to be a pretty indicative sign that there is some mutual disagreement there. Mm-hmm. And if I'm DeAndre Ayton, I am pretty pissed off that I only played 17 minutes in game 7.
We're with Jack Thompson. He is with San Antonio Sports Star, co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. And we're talking about the Spurs, the draft. What are some names to be on the lookout for? Who's on everybody's big board, trading up, and much, much more. Now, before we take a quick break, though, but there is a report also, a new one just right before we hit record, that Mo Bamba may likely be looking for his way out of Orlando. Again, is that a quality big the Spurs should target?
Yeah, I mean, certainly Mo Bamba's a good big, super lengthy. Can shoot the ball actually at a pretty decent clip, can switch, can protect the rim. And I definitely don't think that the NBA has seen the best of Mo Bamba. So, yeah, I would go try and get Mo Bamba for sure. He would be on my list of guys probably. I mean, certainly behind DeAndre Ayton. And I think I would also rather have, you know, Zach LaVine over him. But definitely a guy that I would keep on the radar and check on what his price range would be.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Ayton, though. I mean, sure, the Spurs have tons of cap space. You know, they can't afford a max contract, but I don't know if Ayton is a max guy. I don't know if I'm there yet, Jack. I don't even know if LaVine is a max guy either. But, you know,
of those are max guys.
Really? You really think that Ayton and are max? You think you could, if eight, or let's put LaVine comes to San Antonio, you know, in a dream world situation, that's it? The Spurs are over the top? That's all it took?
No, we're not over the top, but you're not over the top with just with one guy. I mean, it takes more than bringing in just one guy, but that would be a substantial piece for sure. I mean, with a backcourt of DeJounte, Zach LaVine, and Kelvin Johnson, that's super tough for sure.
Yeah, that is definitely deadly. Now, before we continue our chat, we're going to be talking about some of the names that I've already said that they spoke up with the Spurs or worked out with them in just a few seconds. But I want to talk to you about Built Bar. They have a new brownie batter puff bar. So if you love brownies and you want to stay in shape and you want to lose weight and you need protein in your diet, this is just for you. Yeah, it tastes just like a brownie. It is delicious. And guess what? You don't have to suffer the consequences if you're eating like a real brownie or some sort of candy bar that has over 200 calories. Built bars are made with deliciousness first, and then they try to make it healthy. So basically what they are, they're just like puff bars, like marshmallowy puff, but that marshmallow puff is protein infused and it's collagen protein. So it absorbs into your system faster, and you want to get them right now. You want to go to built.com with just 140 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 7 grams of sugar. The brownie batter puffs are the perfect pick me up for any day. All Built Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. As I mentioned, you know, that collagen protein absorbs into your body more efficiently, provides tons of health benefits, and you will forget that you're eating a protein bar because it tastes like a candy bar. I can tell you this from personal experience. I've gone through boxes of them, and I forget that I'm actually eating something that's good for me. You want to go to Built.com right now and go get the brownie batter puffs right now. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. So, Jack, you know, got to confess, your co-host, James Pledger, he's coming on Monday's Lockdown Spurs, and he's totally against the idea of the Spurs going after Ayton. So it's something you might want to talk about with him when you do Saturday Morning Hangover tomorrow morning, and Jack will tell you all about that in just a few minutes. But I've sent you a few names that the Spurs have spoken with, worked out with. Has there been a name on those the ones that I've given you that opened your eyes and made you feel like, you know what, Spurs, if he's on the board, go get him?
I mean, you sent me a couple of the top tier guys that I really like. I mean, the Spurs haven't worked out, but they interviewed Jeremy Sochan and Tari Eason. Those are two guys that I would, you know, I would like the Spurs to grab. Those are two combo forwards that can guard multiple positions, rebound, bring the ball up, shoot a little bit, pass it really well, just do a lot of things for the Spurs. So I like both of them. Those are really the only two like first rounders I've seen that the Spurs have talked to. Maybe some late first rounders, maybe with our 25th pick. I do like Harrison Ingram a lot, the kid out of Stanford. He's a good combo forward, kind of like a more quick and athletic Kyle Anderson. Can do a lot with the ball. Really smart. I mean, he went to Stanford, so you know the kid's got some brains. He can shoot the ball pretty well. He defends at a high level. Just another good addition to the team. But there hasn't been a lot that I've seen in terms of guys. It's been a lot of guys that you would see maybe the Spurs taking in the second round or maybe even as undrafted free agents to fill out that summer league team or bring into the G League team. So it's kind of hard to tell on exactly who they're pinpointing, but I do like a lot that they are looking at Tari Eason and Jeremy Sochan because not only do I think those kids have a lot of upside, but they also fill an immediate need in the roster. So I think the Spurs are starting off doing their due diligence pretty well.
Throw some names out for you and give me your impressions of them. The Spurs have worked out power forward Darius Days out of LSU via Bleacher Report. Your thoughts on Days?
Darius Days is a very high energy forward. He's probably about 6'8", 6'9". High energy, plays good defense, dunks the ball like crazy, can do a lot of things on the court. But he reminds me, who's the G League center that we had? That he reminds me of a lot of Devontae Kaycock. They're essentially the same player. I mean, 6'8", super strong, rebounds at a high level, can guard multiple positions, but just maybe a tad undersized for the NBA because they don't shoot the ball that well to run the four spot consistently. So, I mean, I like the high character, high energy guy for sure. And but I don't think Days is going to be – he might be a day two draftee, definitely not a first rounder.
Another prospect the Spurs took a look at or going to take a look at is Ty Washington. It's been reported via Adam Zagoria that the Spurs are going to have a look at him. They're going to work him out. Your thoughts on Washington?
I mean, Ty Washington is a very cerebral, kind of heady point guard out of Kentucky. He runs the team really well, can shoot the ball, can get to the rim, is a pretty decent defender. He's got some length, not super athletic, though, so he relies on, you know, his IQ and his scoring ability to kind of get him by, but I'm not really sure how good of a pick that is for the Spurs. We already have Trey Jones and Josh Primo in the wings as potential guards that we are developing. So I'm not sure we need to bring in another young guard.
Right. And finally, one other name that has already been surfacing, the Spurs have took a look at. That is, or in this case, maybe he would like to be a Spur, I should say, is I can always have a hard time pronouncing his name. Marjan Beauchamp. Yeah, Beauchamp. Ahead of the draft, he said that he likes the Spurs and, you know, wouldn't mind putting on the silver and black uniform.
Yeah, I do like Marjan Beauchamp. Super talented kid out of the G League Ignite team. He's a really good defender, versatile defender. He's about 6'7", super long arms, hyper athletic. I want to say he averaged about 17 points for the G League Ignite team. So he can score really well. He needs to work on his perimeter shooting for sure, but, you know, that's something that we specialize down here in San Antonio is getting your three-point shot up and going. So I could definitely see the Spurs taking a flyer on him in 20 or 25. That'd be a good addition for sure. He's a high-energy guy, no doubt about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, like the names, little by little, all these names are going to pop up left and right. You're going to be flooded with them, Spurs fans, and to the point where you can start to get like, okay, well, do we need to know everybody now? Because they're really not going to draft every single guy that work out. It's just doing their due diligence. But at least we know the direction the Spurs are going in, that it leans more bigs than guards. There's been a couple of guards sprinkled here and there, but it's definitely leaning more bigs. Once again, we're talking with Jack Thompson with San Antonio Sports Star. And hey, you know, we thank you for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen every day. Spurs are looking, they're in a prime position right now to really, really make some noise in that draft. But hey, if you need some more draft talk, make sure to check out Lockdown NBA Big Board host Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter is joined by Richard Stamen, Sam Ferris, and Leif Thulin, giving fans an in-depth look into the NBA Draft, mock draft, player rankings, and, of course, big boards. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. We're not done talking with Jack Thompson. We got a lot more questions when it comes to the Spurs ahead of the NBA Draft. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Go there, find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continuous source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. They even have odds on the chances of Ayton landing with San Antonio. It's already out. You should go check it out at BetOnline. Head to the website today, use your mobile device, and learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, we're here with Jack Thompson. Let's start wrapping up our chat about the Spurs and the big board that hopefully Spurs are going to make a home run. Now, we cannot let you go, Jack, without talking about this, trading up or trading down. The Spurs have 3 first-round picks. There's already reports that teams ahead of them, like Houston, they're supposedly willing to trade their number 3 pick. You have the team with the 8th pick and the 7th pick looking to trade down. How aggressive do you want to see the Spurs be to either move up or trade down? Is it a win-win situation? Obviously, you move up, you get a better player, but there's also a case for trading down to stockpile players. You know, where do you see this team doing? What would you like to see the Spurs do?
I would definitely like to see them try and trade up. I mean, if we can get anywhere into that top 5, that would be huge for us for sure. I really don't see a point in trading down. We already have mm-hmm. 2 more first round picks, and everybody throughout the whole offseason has been talking about, are we even going to make those 3 picks? So if we got more picks, I mean, I don't know why. That doesn't make sense to me. Trading mm-hmm. down to bring in more young guys when our team's already filled with young guys. I don't know. I don't really see the point of that. But I guess more swings at the plate, easier to get a home run. But
yeah,
I would much rather trade up and try and get into that top 5 rather than trade back. So I would love for the Spurs to be hyper aggressive coming into this draft, trying to trade up.
How expensive would it be for the Spurs to trade up?
That's kind of hard to say. I don't really know what a price would be like. I would imagine it would cost either all of our picks and a player, or 2 of our picks and a more high caliber player is what I would imagine, like 9 and 20 and, you know, I don't know, Keldon or Devin or mm-hmm. something like that. Or maybe all 3 of the picks and maybe like a Trey or, I don't know, a Josh Richardson or a Doug McDermott, something like that. So probably a pretty hefty price, I would imagine, to try and move into that top 5. But you got to risk it to get the biscuit, and the Spurs got to start risking it, trying to get back into the playoffs and become a prominent team again. So it's time to start making some money moves.
you know, if the Spurs were to vault and make a deal to get into that top five slot, you know, is would that player, whoever it may be that type of player to shorten the rebuild? Or do you would you anticipate the Spurs saying, thanks, number five pick, for putting on the uniform. We're glad to have drafted you. Welcome aboard. Now go to Austin. Do you think that could happen with the Spurs?
No, I don't see that happening with anyone going in the top five. I think they're all pretty polished players, especially that top three. I can't imagine Jabari, Chet, or Paolo suiting up in the Austin Spurs. That would just be a complete waste of time.
God, can you imagine that? Can you imagine if the Spurs make a deal for, like, they just were realistic, number five spot, and they send that player to Austin? We'll see you in a while, guy. Get ready.
So annoying.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, Jack, though. I really wouldn't. I would be like, yeah, that's the Spurs for you. I mean, you know, unless your name is Timmy, well, I guess maybe the Austin, at that time, the Toros weren't a thing yet, but I mean, Kawhi Leonard, damn, he didn't even sniff the Austin Spurs team at all. So you got to be at that level, at least in the Spurs. If we're just using the Spurs as a template here, you got to be like at that type of elite level for them to not even think about sending you there. I mean, think about it. All-star DeJounte Murray spent about a season and a half over there. Keldon Johnson spent about, half a season there. So it happens, Spurs fans. Brace yourself for that if that does come to fruition. Hopefully it doesn't. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the draft prospects that have already interviewed the Spurs with the Spurs, worked out? What about Jack's big board? Any of the names stand out for you, or did he miss somebody? Let us know. And he's going to tell you everything you need to know about San Antonio Sports Star's very own Saturday Morning Hangover. What's up with the show, Jack?
And Saturday Morning Hangover, me and my guy James Pledger are coming together, hitting you with all the major storylines throughout the week, whether it comes to NBA, MLB, NFL. We're talking all sports, all the major storylines. We like to keep it pretty lighthearted and fun, cracking some jokes, making each other laugh. Never gets too serious, but if you're missing out throughout the week on the major sports headlines, the Saturday Morning Hangover is what you need to tune into, because me and Pledge will bring it all to you for sure.
And make sure to follow Jack on Twitter at Jack_Thompson33. Jack, you know, I know you're just like me. You're an anime guy. Have you seen the latest big craze when it comes to the anime?
I've seen you watching a lot of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen. What do you think about that? Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm far ahead of you on that. I've seen all of it and the movie already.
I just dove in recently. I'm hooked. I got to know how Goju is so damn powerful. Can anybody touch him? It feels like, you know, shouldn't the story be over? You know, he could just end everybody.
Where are you in the anime right now?
I'm at season 1, episode 9. I'm still a baby at this.
Have you seen the fight with the kind of like the forest demon?
No, the last major fight I saw him do was with that guy who had a volcano for his head. I guess the forest-ish, but maybe outside of it. They were kind of like on the side. But no, I am impressed. This is a really, really good show. And I figured you probably would have seen it. I'm actually surprised your co-host Pledger hasn't even seen it yet.
Yeah, I texted Pledger him about seen it. A lot of anime though.
He needs to catch up, Jack. He needs to catch up fast. All right. And we want to thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now make your second listen be Locked On NBA. From the first jump ball of the play-in tournament to the last possession of the finals, Locked On experts take you deep inside the playoffs with insight and analysis affecting all 30 teams. And subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. We're also on YouTube. So for Jack Thompson, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.